Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Today is Monday, February 12th. We'll tell you all about Super Bowl 58, how this year's win made history, who made cameos during Usher's halftime performance, and how brands took advantage of their especially expensive ad spots. Also, a new record on Wall Street and a severe storm headed east this morning. Plus, the Trump campaign is facing backlash from some of America's biggest allies. The Pentagon chief is back in the hospital, and the world's biggest carnival celebrations are underway now. Those stories and more news to know next. Welcome, welcome to The Newsworthy, all the day's news in around 10 minutes. Fast, fair, fun, and on the go. I'm Erica Mandy. Thanks so much for being here. You ready? Let's do this. Once again, the Kansas City Chiefs are Super Bowl champions. And that's true even though they did not score a touchdown until late into the third quarter. Ultimately, the Chiefs beat the San Francisco 49ers 25-22 in overtime. It was only the second overtime in Super Bowl history, by the way. And this time, one word was spoken again and again: dynasty. The Chiefs became the first back-to-back Super Bowl champions in 20 years. It was their third title in five seasons, and it was the third time Chiefs quarterback Patrick Mahomes was named MVP. During the Vince Lombardi trophy presentation, Mahomes told the crowd to never underestimate his team, saying, quote, "The Kansas City Chiefs are never underdogs. Just know that." Then he handed the trophy off to tight end Travis Kelce, who chanted Viva Las Vegas, promised a big party, and went onto the field to hug his very famous girlfriend, pop star Taylor Swift. The championship parade is set for Wednesday in Kansas City. Usher promised a celebration of a halftime show, and he brought along several of his famous friends for it. For example, Alicia Keys, Her, will.i.am, Jermaine Dupri, Lil Jon, and Ludacris. He was also joined by a marching band, baton twirlers, acrobats, and Las Vegas showgirls. But through it all, Usher was always at the center of the action. He sang, danced, roller skated, and tore off his shirt. Of course, Usher is certainly not out of practice. He just ended a popular Las Vegas residency and has a North American tour kicking off in August. Tickets go on sale at 10 a.m. today. Of course, the Super Bowl is not just the biggest stage for football and musical performances. It's also the biggest night of the year for advertisers. And this year, the ads were dominated by celebrities. For example, Beyoncé starred in a Verizon ad, then announced new music. Lionel Messi appeared for Michelob Ultra. And Martin Scorsese both directed and appeared in a Squarespace ad. Brands like T-Mobile, Elf Cosmetics, Uber Eats, and more featured mini TV show reunions, bringing together cast members from shows like Suits and Friends. And they did not come cheap. Brand management executives told CNN, it's rare for a household name to appear during the Super Bowl for less than $1 million. And in the past, some people have reportedly made up to $10 million for a few hours of work. Besides paying for the talent, companies have to pay for a creative team and, of course, the actual airtime. This year, a 30-second Super Bowl ad spot cost $7 million. All that said, Super Bowl commercials usually pay off. A report from market research firm Kantar found in 2022, the average Super Bowl advertiser saw about $5 for every dollar spent on the big game. Back then, about 115 million people watched the Super Bowl, and this year the audience was expected to be even larger. The U.S. stock market is on a record-setting run. For the first time in history, the S&P 500 closed above the 5,000 level. That's a big deal, since the S&P 500 includes the 500 leading publicly traded companies, and it's regarded as one of the best gauges of Wall Street's health. When the benchmark goes up, Americans' 401ks tend to go up as well. Analysts say the gains are happening because investors are feeling optimistic that the U.S. has sidestepped a recession. Plus, it seems like the Federal Reserve has stopped hiking interest rates and may even cut rates later this year. All that said, some strategists point out that similar milestones in the past have been followed by dips. So they don't expect the S&P 500 to stay above 5,000 for very long. Others, though, say the milestone, even as a symbolic event, could remind investors of the importance of staying invested. Much more news is still ahead, but first, thanks to our sponsor, ZocDoc. I recently saw someone posting online about how they fired their doctor, or in other words, stopped being a patient because they just didn't feel heard or cared about. And I can relate. I've done that before. And I think it's a good thing to do if it's not the right fit. Because when it comes to our health and the doctor we choose to trust, there are no compromises. We deserve to have a doctor we feel comfortable with, who listens, and who prioritizes our health. And if you need help finding that type of doctor, check out ZocDoc. ZocDoc is a free app and website where you can search and compare highly rated in-network doctors near you and instantly book appointments with them online. And these docs all have verified reviews from real patients. Plus, you can filter specifically for ones who take your insurance, live near you, and treat the type of condition you need to discuss. It's where I go whenever I'm searching for a new doctor, and you should too. Go to ZocDoc.com/newsworthy and download the ZocDoc app for free. Then find and book a top-rated doctor today. That's ZocDoc, ZocDoc.com/newsworthy. ZocDoc.com/newsworthy. Okay, now back to the news. Millions of Americans are facing the threat of severe storms today. Starting this morning, parts of Alabama, Georgia, the Florida Panhandle, and the Carolinas are in the path of this system. Throughout the day, it's expected to bring heavy rain, lightning, damaging winds, and even possible tornadoes. There's also a threat of flash flooding. Then the same storm will drop up to a foot of snow across parts of the Northeast tonight into tomorrow. The National Weather Service says heavy, wet snow and powerful winds could damage trees, power lines, and disrupt travel. A winter storm warning is in effect for several areas, including Boston, Massachusetts, Albany, New York, and Scranton, Pennsylvania. It seems Israel has started a new phase of war that's getting pushback from some of its biggest allies. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said he was preparing for a ground invasion in Rafah. And by early this morning, there were airstrikes on the southernmost city in Gaza. The Israeli military now says the airstrikes coincided with a special operation on the ground to rescue two Israeli hostages that were kidnapped by Hamas on October 7th. A 60-year-old man and a 70-year-old man were freed and are now said to be in good, stable medical condition at a hospital inside Israel. Back in Rafah, dozens have been reported killed from these recent airstrikes. At least 1.5 million Palestinians have taken refuge from the war there. Officials from the United Nations, U.S., U.K., European Union, Saudi Arabia, and elsewhere have warned Israel against moving its war to the overcrowded area. Still, Netanyahu has insisted, saying there are Hamas terrorist strongholds there that need to be taken out to win the war. He says an evacuation plan is being prepared for Palestinian refugees, but aid groups say it's not possible to evacuate everyone from the city, and some civilians there say there's nowhere else to go. Both President Biden and former President Trump are dealing with some early crises in their re-election campaigns, as both of them face backlash over some recent comments. First, former President Trump. At a campaign rally on Saturday, Trump said he would encourage Russia to attack NATO countries that don't pay enough into the alliance. And right away, that brought an immediate, unusual response from America's allies. For example, the NATO Secretary General said, quote, "Any suggestion that allies will not defend each other undermines all of our security, including that of the U.S., and puts American and European soldiers at increased risk." And there was plenty of backlash right here in the U.S., like from Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell, who said the U.S. must reject the, quote, "dimmest and most short-sighted views of our obligations to allies." But the other 2024 frontrunner, current President Biden, has also been raising concerns lately. Remember, a special counsel report into his handling of classified documents described Biden as an elderly man with a poor memory, which has fueled the fire among voters who were already concerned about his age. Biden would be 86 at the end of a potential second term. That said, top administration officials came to Biden's defense over the weekend, saying they've never seen anything that would make them question Biden's ability to do the job. And some are accusing special counsel Robert Hur of being patronizing, of making medical speculations, and of trying to skew the outcome of the 2024 election. On the other side, some law enforcement officials came to Hur's defense, saying his painfully detailed report was necessary to explain why criminal charges were not justified. Either way, expect President Biden, his administration, and his campaign to keep trying to push back on the report, and expect his political opponents to keep bringing it up. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin is back in the hospital. The Pentagon says he's being treated for an emergent bladder issue, and Austin transferred his duties to his deputy. Of course, this comes less than a month after he spent nearly 2 weeks in intensive care with complications from a surgery to treat prostate cancer. This time, though, notifications were sent right away to the White House and Congress. Austin is scheduled to travel to Brussels this week to attend a meeting of NATO defense ministers and more. At this point, it's not clear if that trip will have to be postponed. Prince Harry scored another big legal win against a British tabloid publisher. He settled with Mirror Group Newspapers for more than $500,000. Remember, a couple of months ago, a judge ruled journalists and private investigators working for Mirror Group Newspapers broke the law by repeatedly hacking into Prince Harry's phone in the early 2000s, and that company executives covered it up. Back then, the media group was ordered to pay the prince about $180,000, but that ruling was only based on 15 articles. This most recent settlement is over another 115. So this marks the end of a 4-year battle between the prince and the publisher. But Prince Harry still says he will continue his mission to expose the corrupt practices of the tabloids. Other privacy lawsuits against the tabloid publishers are still pending. Millions of people from all over the world are partying in the streets of Rio de Janeiro for the famous carnival celebration. Some of the most iconic events started over the weekend. On Friday, Rio's mayor coronated King Momo, marking the beginning of the carnival monarch's week-long reign over the revelry. He'll be around for parades and costume competitions. City Hall says all in all, he's there to promote the joy of tens of millions of partygoers. The streets are filled with locals, tourists, color, music, and dance, and it all means a lot of money pouring in. The whole of Brazil is expected to see its economy boosted by nearly $2 billion. That's it for the main news, so now it's time for Money Monday, when we talk about one interesting money-related news story. But first, a quick break. Taking care of your health is not always easy, but it should at least be simple. That's why for the last year, I've been drinking AG1 daily. It's just one scoop mixed in water once a day, every day, and it makes me feel energized. And that's because each serving of AG1 delivers my daily dose of vitamins, minerals, pre and probiotics, and more. It's a powerful, healthy habit that's also powerfully simple. I often feel like I'm juggling a lot between work and family, so it's good to know that I have AG1 to give me that extra boost of energy and cover my nutritional basis with high-quality ingredients. Plus, I can keep up the habit without a lot of hassle. I need something quick and convenient, but also beneficial, and AG1 is just that. If there's one product I had to recommend to elevate your health, it's AG1, and that's why I partnered with them for so long. So if you want to take ownership of your health, start with AG1. Try AG1 and get a free 1-year supply of vitamin D3 plus K2 and 5 free AG1 travel packs with your first purchase exclusively at drinkag1.com/newsworthy. That's drinkag1.com/newsworthy. Check it out. Now back to Money Monday. Businesses with long wait times have found a way to capitalize on the inconvenience. These days, it seems there's a way to pay for the privilege of skipping the line almost anywhere. For example, at airports, you can now get a Clear membership for about $190 a year to be escorted in front of TSA security lines. Dating app Tinder offers a new $500 a month membership with a skip the line feature that prioritizes a dater's profile. Snowbird and other ski resorts allow visitors who pay extra access to expedited ski lifts. The Universal Studios theme park offers an unlimited express pass starting at $110 a person on top of the admission price that also lets people skip the lines, and so on. Of course, there have always been VIPs and perks for customers who pay more, like first-class seats on flights and boxes at stadiums. But now, these new perks are going a step further, many times offering a whole different experience. And in some cases, it has sparked new conversations about fairness and service quality. Many skiers upset with the changes have protested resorts and signed petitions calling on them to abandon expedited lines. But at this point, this trend shows no signs of slowing down. All right, thank you so much for listening today and for making us part of your daily routine. We'll be back tomorrow. For now, have a great day.